The midterm elections are fast approaching, and VPR is featuring a series of interviews with minor party and independent candidates who are running for statewide office. You can hear all of these interviews in the weeks leading up to the November elections on All Things Considered and on Morning Edition. Today, we're speaking with Laura Potter, the Liberty Union candidate for the state's lone U.S. House seat. She's challenging incumbent Democratic Representative Peter Welch. Laura Potter joins me now. Welcome.
Hi.
So why are you running to be in the U.S. House of Representatives?
I'm feeling pretty strongly about some of the things that are going on right now. And although I've resisted, before he died, Peter Diamandstone finally convinced me to, you know, to actually get up and stand for an office.
And Peter Diamandstone, we should say, was one of the central members of the Liberty Union Party?
Yes, one of the founding members. He passed away about a year ago now. But he was kind of the guiding light for the Liberty Union Party up until his passing.
And so I want to talk about a few national issues that may come up in the next congressional session. First, it's for immigration. The Trump administration wants to cut the number of legal immigrants coming into the country to a historic low. Do you support those efforts?
Absolutely not. So much of the U.S. is based on immigration. I mean, you look at it again and again. It's the people who believed the American dream. They came here for a better life. They put the work into it. And so many people are nowadays are coming because of wars, because of natural disasters. And they've been taught, you know, where they're at, that America is a place you can get started and improve. And now we've got an administration in that wants to cut all of that off. Immigration is something that we should be asking for. There are reforms necessary to make it smoother, to, you know, weed out anybody who might be actually dangerous. But those who are just trying to do a better life, they should be welcome in.
I want to turn to another issue. Some in Congress, including Senator Bernie Sanders, are calling for a universal health care system, so-called Medicare for all. Do you support that effort?
In general, yes. I believe in a universal health care. I don't know if Medicare as it stands now would be a good base for it, but at this point, it's better than nothing.
I want to turn to a couple more issues. Last year here in Vermont, Governor Phil Scott passed gun control legislation after a former student at Fairhaven Union High School was accused of having a plan to shoot up the school. Where do you stand on the issue of gun control?
I'm against a lot of the gun control ideas that are being put across, such as banning things. I'm very strong that before anybody could get, say, a license to own or shoot a gun, there should be some kind of certified, accredited safety and ethics training, because you'll find that most people who own guns of any kind are perfectly safe, perfectly fine. But we do have things like if someone has a documented dangerous mental health issue, such as certain kinds of schizophrenia, where it is a danger, then yes, they should not be allowed to, you know, to own or operate guns.
One more thing. Impeachment proceedings for a president start in the U.S. House of Representatives, which you're running for. There have been some rumblings about impeaching President Trump. Would you support an effort in the House to begin impeachment proceedings against this president?
I would. He has shown over his first year in office he's not a fit for it. I believe that the people who are going to be at the highest levels of our government like that, they need to be exemplary, not the worst of. They need to be exemplary of what people are. So some of these things, such as the sexual harassment and sexual assault, things like that, those should have been a red flag to start with.
Well, just finally, Laura Potter, why should Vermonters vote for you over the incumbent Peter Welch?
Well, I've known that this is kind of a long shot, at least this time. I'm more interested running this time in getting the ideas out there because it appears to me that the right and the center, they're getting all the play. And those of us who are more on the left are trying to point out, look, there are other alternatives. There are other options. And part of it is educating people as to, you know, the differences, educating people when, for instance, the right throws things at socialism, saying it's failed, saying it's authoritarian. I am for a democratically run socialist political system. So we would still have the votes, but things would bubble down to the people, and we the great masses of people, would be making the decisions, and the people sitting up there would be truly representative.
Laura Potter is the Liberty Union candidate for U.S. House. Laura Potter, thanks for speaking with me.
And thank you.